Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. When you do that, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr. She is a renowned mystic visionary, a Reiki master, a teacher, and a motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world teachers, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And I would encourage people tonight to recognize that, first of all, it's exciting. We have a lot of callers, and we'll get to as many of you as possible. But you're just going to get thumbnail readings tonight, and Athena always has a lot more to offer, so I encourage you to follow up with her, and I'm going to welcome her onto the show now, and she will tell you the best ways to get in touch with her, including her telephone number, so get your pens out and be ready to write it down. Athena, how are you tonight?
Hi, David. Oh, great, wonderful. Great to be with you on this July almost Midsummer Night's Dream, which is July 15th. We're July 8th today, aren't we?
We sure are. It's moving right along. Well, Athena, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, my website's being revamped, as I mentioned the last time, so it's still up, though. It's athenastar.com. And the phone number is on there, but I'm going to just give that to folks so they can have that ready. It's 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063. And on the website is also my email, but if they don't get it, it's just athenastar@comcast.net. So those are the three ways to get a hold of me, athenastar@comcast.net. Okay. Cool, thank you.
And you're welcome. And Star is spelled with one R, folks. So Athena has a tradition of starting off the show by giving us a meditation. And so I'm going to ask her to do that now, and then we'll go to the phone line. So, folks,
great.
Be prepared to take a little journey.
Okay, wonderful. So we're almost at the point, which is called Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a mystical time, and it's ancient time where it's midsummer, where they have festivals, and it's a time to create the new and create your dreams for coming up and, you know, through the summer and into the fall and the harvest time. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Midsummer Night's meditation tonight. So everyone just take about 7 deep breaths, breathing in, holding 7, releasing on 7, and do that about 7 times so you can, remembering that the breath is the way of going inwardly, tuning into your deeper self and quieting the outer mind, the outer world, really getting in touch with a deeper level. The breath itself is, the Hindus, the yogis knew that. It's everything, the true secret of eternal life is through the breath. So breathing in and just allowing that beautiful golden energy to come in from the sun, the beautiful great central sun above us, or the moon, depending on what part of the world you're in. Breathing in beautiful sunbeams or moonbeams, breathing in radiance of all the light rays tonight, the rainbow ray spectrum. As you're breathing in, feel the beautiful light just beginning to penetrate through the top of your head, the crown center, as we are calling in all the legions of light, the ascended masters, the archangels, and all beloved legions and beings that help us, guardians, circling around, sealing and protecting Archangel Michael, the protector around us as we tune in. Always important to do the protection around yourself when you're meditating, above and below, surrounding your entire being. Archangel Michael always does that, the blue flame. And letting the golden light just pour through the top of your head, the crown center, through the third eye, through the throat center, the heart, solar plex, abdomen, through the root center of your being into the center of the earth, anchoring now with in the center of the earth, which is called the harmonic shield in the center of the earth. Feel that energy just kind of envelop you, ground you, connecting back up, letting the energy move back up through you, back up through the heart and through the top of the head, connecting with the divine, as above, so below. And putting your right hand over your heart center and invoking, I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am. That means God in action, and just bringing this energy into your whole being, every cell, cellular and solar part of your being, all levels and dimensions, time and space. Remembering who you are, just letting all the thoughts and concerns of the day, the week, just melt away, coming into the oneness and knowingness. As we link in now with our higher self, our God and Goddess self, which is a beautiful essence of us, about 12 feet above our head. Just calling in your higher essence tonight, your God, Goddess self, and connecting with that part of yourself, your being, more closely in union. Because that part of your essence who is knows all, sees all, and is all. There are no doubts, there are no questions. It's infinite wisdom, infinite knowing, infinite love. Your mighty I am presence. We all have one. So as you're linking in now, just ask your higher essence what it is at this point of Midsummer Night's Dream and Gleam. What is it that is most important for your higher self to know, your highest good, on the next step on your path in this lifetime? The next doorway that's going to open for you in your life, whatever that might be, or whatever challenge you might have in this, at this point in your life that's going on, ask for divine guidance from your mighty I Am presence and from all your angels and the masters that work with you to help you now, to guide you, for that great inspiration to come to you and through you now. If not right now at this moment, then tonight in dream state, to show you clearly what is the next step for a doorway to open. Ask for your Midsummer Night's Dream doorway to open now, whether it's new creativity, new relationships, new endeavors, new career, new path. And it might just be more peace in your life. It doesn't have to be a concrete goal or whatever on the earth plane, just more peace, more connected with your own mighty I Am. And as you breathe in, just feel that energy come through and the inspiration come through you, and listen within your heart center as you're holding your right hand over your heart. Listen for that. Maybe just a subtle knowingness that comes to you, or a subtle voice that comes to you. And just relax into that energy now. We just send out blessings to all of our loved ones, family, loved ones, friends, from all of this beautiful energy coming in through all the angels and legions. Loved ones, friends, family, to our entire town, to our entire city, entire state, country, continent, and wrapping this energy, this beautiful rainbow light that's coming through tonight around the entire planet, all souls, for their own midsummer night dream opening up for new possibilities, new potential, new creation. And most importantly, peace on earth, peace in every being, peace and restoration and healing of the entire planet, wellness and abundance and all joy, prosperity. And just know that in your heart of hearts now for all, entire earth as well. And as we come back to ourselves now, we give thanks and gratitude to the entire legions and beings that are with us and to our higher self until we reconnect again very soon. And so it is, Father, Mother, God. We give thanks and we come back.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the callers to please limit your questions to one. And if you're ready, Athena, we'll go to the phone lines.
Okay, great.
Okay, our first caller is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena. Thank you. Yes, I'm Wendy from Sacramento.
Wonderful. Hi, Wendy. Nice to speak with you tonight. And what question do you have?
Athena, I'm hoping to become employed soon with permanent employment. My background is 18 years call center, 15 in vision medical, 3 in financial banking. I've applied at Kaiser Permanente and United Healthcare, or excuse me, HealthNet. HealthNet is the latest one for a position called CSR enrollment. And I was working with Joshua at a temp agency for TriWest, but he's not answering my calls lately. Do you see me becoming employed soon for a permanent job?
Okay. And banking 3 years. Yep, that's a challenging arena, but you were good at it too, is what I'm getting. Whatever you've been focused in, you're very good. You're very diligent and very good. And so it's not, first of all, it's not anything you have or haven't done. There's, when we do deeper sessions with people, sometimes it's necessary to clear some of the cobwebs, so to speak, of some programs that are there, cellular programs. I'm just getting just off the top here. There's something with a program that you're not good enough. It comes from childhood. It goes beyond that. But don't feel alone because everyone has those issues on some level. Not issue. I don't like that word at all. So just briefly, I wanted to say to you that your guides are saying to just know that you are whole and complete and you are very, very capable. And every position you've or whatever you've done, all of that culminates to what is coming for the ideal, perfect new career position for you. And you've been doing the right thing. You've been casting out, you know that expression, leave no stone unturned. Do you know that expression?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what we feel you've been doing. There may be a few others that you can toss out there, but you've been doing that. Plus the preparation, the foundation you've built has helped you to come to this point. Everyone has incredible backgrounds, and if you were to ask someone, they can have 10 different things they didn't. All of it adds up to what you're now. And so the challenge is not, oh, there isn't a position open, because the right one is coming to you now, the right perfect next one. there's been a hesitation. There's been a gap there a little bit because you've been preparing inwardly, they're telling me, some things you've been working through and clearing, so you've been preparing on different levels. Does that make sense to you?
Well, somewhat. I would just like to get an idea of when I'll finally become employed, and hopefully it'll be a permanent position.
Okay. Yep. Got it. It is. It's on. It's right on the horizon, is what they're saying. As soon as you said that, it's on the horizon. Everything you've been doing is exactly what you needed to do, and they want you to work on letting go of any doubt in yourself that it's something you weren't doing or not doing, or you're, or that, you know, it's out there, I can't get it, because it's already within you. So tonight when we did the Midsummer Dream thing, the meditation, it's very important when you're wanting to create something to bring it into your heart center. So every day when you do a meditation or you do a prayer on this, I want you to end with putting your right hand over your heart center and bring the energy, the creation, the visualization of you in the next perfect career position, the permanent position, already it's there within you. I want you to bring it into your heart, that vision or whatever it is. It's not out there somewhere. And link in with it and become one with it in your whole being, so you won't, it's not like, oh, there's, it's out there. It's already, you already created it. It's already within you. Do you understand?
Yes, it would give me comfort to know some kind of time frame, though, please.
I know. We'll get to that in a minute. But what we just said was very important. They wanted you to realize that. It's not out. It's already done. When you know it's already done and you're in gratitude, I am in the perfect new career position, period. You write it out. I am now, blah, 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 with a powerful company that is blah, blah, blah. Write out like 3 to 5 statements. Put it in your purse. Put it in your mirror. Put it everywhere. But have that. Become one with that. I am already. I am already. Okay? Present tense, they're saying. So this is like a little lesson for you of integrating everything and just becoming one with it. Boom. Then the doorway is now open. So time frame, hold on a minute. I mean, and they don't like to do time frame, but we're going to just tune in to see the energy on this. The ones you've applied for, yes, they're good. They're for you, excellent. There's one. I feel like there's at least one or two more that you're going to, that are going to pop up within this week that you're going to see that you're also going to apply to. That's what I'm getting, two flashes coming up, two really strong, other strong ones. So within that grouping, there's at least two, okay? So spirit is, what's happening now is you're moving the energy of it, so more is opening up for you right now. That's what's happening, okay? So to understand that, it's not by osmosis, it's happening because energetically you're opening up more to other possibilities. So those other possibilities, that grouping, within that, there's at least one or two that are going to be choices for you. And, okay, what's the time frame here? Realistically for the grounding of it, that's what we want. We're looking at the grounding energy of it, the new position. Two to 3 weeks. It's coming through very loudly and clearly. 2 to 3 weeks. So you will know the position that you're going to be in. And I almost feel not now. It's, you know, when they say when it rains, it pours. So there'll be 1 to 2 choices for you to make. So be open to that. Leave no stone unturned. Expect the unexpected, and open to all possibilities, because it's already. You already created it. It's already there. Keep being in oneness with it. That's what I wanted to say to you in this brief moment, what we have. And if you can follow up with a private session, that would be great. But it's, you know, up to you if you can. We God bless you. And I'm seeing it like we just grounded the energy to help you to do that. That's what they're telling me. Okay? Bye-bye now.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you. And do you know which one, which company?
They're not, The last one that you mentioned, the medical, what did you say the last one was?
Well, I talked about HealthNet for CSR enrollment, and Kaiser Permanente and TriWest.
Okay. Hold on. No, I don't get Kaiser too strong. The health, the first one you just mentioned, and then TriWest, but there's also a couple others that are popping up within this week that you're going to apply to, so one of those is strong also. Okay?
Okay. I had good luck recently because when I applied at HealthNet for that CSR enrollment position, I did a beautiful job on everything, but their database would not let me submit. So I contacted their technical department and the lady attached to my screen, and she ended up forwarding my resume and letter of interest directly to the recruiter that handles that job.
Yep.
So my resume got in front of her ahead of other people. So I feel like that was fortunate.
Yes, it was. And
that comes in very strongly.
Yes, it was totally guided. So everything's guided. You're on the right track. That one's the stronger of the three, and then there's two others coming in that are also going to be. So one of those will be also. So you're going to have choices. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Wendy. We have to move on, but thank you for calling tonight, hon.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, sorry to cut you off, Wendy. I know you were saying something as I clicked the mute button. Our next caller is Tony. And Tony, you're live on the air with Athena Starr.
Hi, Athena. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I want to see what you have for me as far as also any type of changes is possible, like either relationship or you see any type of change as far as movement in my life.
Okay. Relationship. Are you in one right now, please, or?
No.
Okay. And what state are you in, please?
Texas.
Okay. Movement. Yeah, it feels like you're kind of, feels like the fall time coming up, there's a potential for moving, mid-fall, like you're like restless to move. Am I getting that right? There's a restlessness. And there is a move coming up, but it's not like immediate, but a potential in the fall. Relationship, kind of on a hiatus. They're saying you're on a hiatus right now. Your spirit is on a hiatus. You're not, you kind of want one, but it's not seriously in the sense of that you're ready or that you are focused with it, exactly what you want and that kind of thing. So I'm getting, for you, it feels like everything's coming in more in the fall, not right now, but you're preparing. So it's not like to say, oh, nothing's happening right now. It's not that nothing's happening. It's that this is a preparation time and a hiatus. That's what your angels are saying. So maybe it's doing more inwardly. That's what they're kind of pointing to, more inwardly, maybe more meditation, more focused spiritually within yourself, and you're in preparation. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I mean, yeah, because there was somebody in my life too, and I felt it was going good, but I guess all of a sudden it just kind of like shut down. I guess it was this type of work and then mine. So, you know.
Yep.
Kind of went sour after a while. And I honestly thought him and I would have ended up together. Him and I had a lot in common and stuff like that.
I know. So your heart kind of shut down. So you're on hiatus to regroup from that. Spirit, the universe does that sometimes. Mm-hmm. They'll shut down things on us when it's not for our highest good for some reason. There is someone else better coming along. I'm getting within 6 months or so, but not to worry about that because it will just happen. I feel you'll meet them at a social gathering, some friends, it'll be great. Fall time is when it's going to happen. But also, so now is the time to just have fun, do things with friends, inner reflection. They're showing me a pool of water and inner reflection. They don't do that very often. It means it's time for inner growth and inner, you know, meditations, reading, having sessions. Like having, I encourage you to have more in-depth sessions for healing and clearing your life, clearing things so that you can open up to higher and greater creativity and all of that. It's all about vibration. So thanks for calling in tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye now.
Yes, thank you, and I will follow up.
Thanks,
I got all
Tony.
The information. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a beautiful evening, hon.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Jay Athena, and Jay, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hey, thanks, David. Hey, Athena, I got a quick question for you. I'm just finishing a yoga practice that's been going on for 7 months, and I'd like to know just what Spirit's going to say what to do with it after I'm finished this practice at the end of July.
A yoga practice?
Yes, it's an intensive program. Practice I've been
very
doing
good.
For 7 months, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very intense, very wonderful. That's what I get. It was very, very good for you and on many levels. So that's wonderful. Are you planning to teach, or have you not plans on that yet? Because I'm getting. Oh, go ahead.
Not plans on it. I'm probably going to incorporate into my drum making class or something like that. So I just got to talk to teachers about that. So.
Into your drum making?
Yeah, my drum teachings.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Perfect. Integrate it with that. Absolutely. That'll make it unique. You'll have a niche. You know what a niche is? N-I-C-H-E?
Yes,
it's like
I do.
You're going to, I just see an outline, like sometimes just brainstorm one evening. In fact, Midsummer Night's Dream coming up on the 15th. So do some brainstorming and just on your computer or whatever. But just I see an outline that you're going to put together the format for it, and everything will integrate and flow beautifully, and people will love it. And, of course, there will be a higher fee for that because it's both inwardly and energetically going to assist them all, and they'll love it. And it'll expand everything. And it's a unique thing that you'll be offering that other people don't. At all. And then some other maybe aspect of it too, I don't know about, not you're not a nutritionist, but there's some other aspect of something with some nutritional thing that you're going to add to it. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense. Yep. Thanks.
Oh, good. Well, my goodness. it's going to bloom and blossom beautifully. And I just see a lot of people. In fact, there'll be like waiting lines for people to come and do that with you. And then you're going to do videos with it at some point, and then also have it online. You can do it online as well. Well, the drum thing, it's better in person. But something else where it's going to be more expanded to, you know, other people and everything. Very successful. That's wonderful, Jay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the questions I have.
Well, thanks for calling, Jay.
Thank you much for the great wisdom, Athena. Thanks, David.
Yes.
You're welcome. Okay, have a nice night, Jay. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, that was an interesting reading. I like that. Our next caller is Yvette. And Yvette, you are live on the air.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I would love to ask a question in regards to work as well. I'm in limbo, and I've been picking up gigs here and there, but I guess moving into the fall, I like something substantial that's satisfying and going to make me happy. And you know, I don't want to just take a job because I don't want to starve, but you know what I mean.
Of course. We don't want you to starve either. Let go of that one. That was from another lifetime.
Yeah.
You can let go of that lifetime now. What was your name again?
Yvette.
Yvette, thank you. That's a pretty name. What state are you in?
California.
Okay, beautiful. So now... tell me what was your last job?
Well, okay, so my real, okay, the real job, if you want to call it that, was a high-end retail job. I did that for 6 years. Then the job ended, and so it's been like 2 years now. So I've been like freelancing, putzing around, playing a little. Now I'm doing part-time nanny work. I'm sure I have a gig opening up possibly in the fall, but that could be fun because it can be part-time but more like full-time money. That's my goal. I want to work less, make more. But if I don't mind working hard, if the money's really good, I love people. But I have this desire to obviously be like a free spirit and do the things I love to do.
Right. Yeah. And high-end retail didn't allow you that freedom.
No.
Too much.
No. Thank you. No.
Mm-hmm.
I could go back to it tomorrow, but it's just, again, I don't fall into that trap.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, because you're kind of like on hiatus too through the summer, and that's okay. Realizing that there's times for those highs and lows of our soul needs that time for the next steps and levels. So yeah, September, October, I get you picking up energy in terms of career position or creation movement
mm-hmm.
in terms of. When you said gig, what did you mean by gig? You have a gig coming up.
You know, gigs are putzing around. Like, you have a gig here, like nanny jobs. I get, like last week I had 3 nanny jobs, but then I haven't had one, like, in months. You see what I mean? Like, that's a gig. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Okay. And you're on those, are you in those networks where they,
actually,
you know,
I'm not.
Promote?
Everything is word of mouth.
Oh, okay. So in a way, you're just kind of passing through time. That's not your.
I have hobbies right now that I do to keep occupied. Trust me.
I know you
yeah.
are. You're very, very diverse. A lot of creativity, and I get artistic too, and everything. You're a great teacher too. So I almost feel like you're in process of formulating what is your new creation, which. I would say within the next 6 to 8 months, probably that's coming along. And
mm-hmm.
I see you working with a group of people and organization, and it's very successful, and it helps a lot of people. So it's almost like it's like a probably a holistic or something that is, because you're very, it's like your gifts and your guidance. You couldn't put your finger on it and say, this is what I'm going to. It's going to come together and be formatted because of all the networking and connections you have and the gifts you have. And I encourage you to network with, you know, other holistic people and groups.
It's interesting,
and that.
It's interesting you said that, because someone recruited me. It's a volunteer, but it's still in the same venue, in the same vein that you just said, to help them put some things together. It's at the
mm-hmm.
end of this month. And they're a really cool person, and they have a really cool, like, vibe and a really cool, like, you know, as connection. It's a powwow, actually. It's like getting together and connecting with people, and it's a meditation, spiritual kind of, but it's really good. It's nothing phony or weird, or it's really
right.
a good vibe.
Where is it?
It's in California as well.
Okay, good. It's in your area,
yeah, in my area.
That right there is the, that's the anchor. That's going to lead to other things happening. That's the anchor there. I was picking up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So follow that through and be open to meeting everyone that you're going to meet, because you're going to sort through it, and then there's a group that's formed, and from that, like a steering committee, if you will, or whatever, and something is coming out of that that's going to, like, where people plan events or do things, you know, for and that
mm-hmm.
you're going to be part of that, because you're very, they see that. They know that intuitively also, that you're going to be very, part of the team, and
mm-hmm.
so that's what's being formed. So the
Excellent.
Nanny thing is just kind of like good passing through, and also it's helping you to work more with children. Of course, what you're doing too may actually end up working with young adults as well, what they're going to be
mm-hmm.
forming. And there'll be events, and they'll be very successful, and I see you very happy, and then you'll understand why you did what you did, the high end, because all of that is a foundation that is you need to do what you're going to be doing.
So you see
there you go.
Woman,
it's all coming together.
Woman.
But I get sick within 6 to 8 months. So the nanny thing, you might want to network that more if that's just a filler for
okay.
filling in some gaps. But I...
Do you see the woman starting to pay me, maybe?
Yes, but you need to extend your network. Extend the network more. Network more on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Because there's other sources and everything. But the thing with the powwow also, there's some people being compensated. So
uh-huh.
remember to ask for that also because there it could be easy where they would say, okay, now we're going to do this and come and help us do this. So you need to have clear boundaries of the financials,
yep.
okay,
mm-hmm.
because it's event planning is what you're going to be involved with, but being a part of it also, and it's wonderful. You're going to enjoy it, but also you'll be a part of bringing gifts to others as well, holistically.
Yep.
So you're And
mm-hmm.
spiritually, because you're learning right now. You're in that training time, okay?
Yep, thank
there's
you so
more,
much.
There's more for you,
yep.
so you can get in touch with us. And I, God bless you, and we'll move on to the next person. Thank you,
thank you
so
for the
much.
Insight. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Yvette. God bless, hon.
Thank you, guys. You're great.
Okay, you're welcome. Our next caller is Andy. And by the way, folks, we're not going to be able to get to all of you. You just keep calling in. We'll get to as many as we can, and I'll be moving on to area codes after the next couple of people that I talk to ahead of time. But, Andy, you are live on the air.
Hi, David. Hi, Athena. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Great.
Oh, you're welcome.
What state are you in?
I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Kansas.
Wonderful.
Yes, the Wizard of Oz, that's right. No ruby red slippers tonight, though.
Okay.
I had a question about work. I'm in school, and I'm going to be finishing up hopefully in the next year, and I'm just wondering if a project that I'm currently working on is going to turn into anything permanent in terms of a job down the road, maybe within about a year.
Yes, it is. It's a part of what is being created. It's what they're saying. Yes, it is going to lead to that. So you are on the right track, and all of your hard work will pay off. Yes, and your focus and your visioning too. Do you have a vision board?
No, I don't. But I've been learning Qigong, and I do Reiki. And so I try to visualize and practice some meditation and focus that way.
Very good. You don't have to. I just saw a vision board. Maybe they're showing me you should have one. You know, it's just a board where you put on the pictures out of magazine or whatever of what you're actually creating in the physical world. And also remember how I was focusing, you bring it. It's important to bring our visions into our heart center and hold your heart, your right hand over your heart center at the end of all meditations. And bring, if you're visioning something, bring it into your heart, become one with it. And it's like you're not just putting it out there to the universe, but you're one with it. You are it. It's created within you, with you, so that it's not out there like a carrot somewhere. It's okay. So that's important. Just do that one other step with that. And they're saying you are on the right track. Let's see here. Yeah, and it's going to open up to more than what you're even thinking of or envisioning a year from now.
Oh,
there's a lot
that's
more.
That's great.
Mhm. So, and they have more for you. So at some point we can talk more. But you are on the right track. You're doing beautifully. And it's like the Wizard of Oz, a creation, you know. It's like energetically, you know, because there's no, the veils are being lifted. So creation is much easier now on the planet, thank goodness. And other dimensions. And so you're pulling that through, and there's a lot more opening up for you. And you're doing a great job. Your angels are very happy with you. And they're helping every step of the way. It's like you have your angels beside you. So it's like, you know, the yellow brick road, you're walking, you're skipping along it with your angels.
Lovely companions. Thank you so much.
Yes, and we'll talk with you again. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, Andy. Thanks for calling on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our next caller is Fabian, and you are live on the air with Athena Starr.
Hi.
Hi there. What state are you in?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Yes. My question is, I lost my job, and I've been applying. I'd like to know, when do you see me getting a job? How soon?
Did you say you're in a job now?
No, I lost my job.
Okay, sorry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're applying. And what arena are you applying into? What type of?
I did healthcare, and also I apply for other things, maybe payroll and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, because I couldn't quite focus on what it was. I just got a variety of things, but I saw like an office. I wasn't sure. Okay, thank you. Yes. And you're also doing a good job with that, the career. Your angels are also saying, leave no stone unturned, and leave no stone unturned. And Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, for some reason, connects with you very strongly, so remember to call in Gabriel every day. He's the messenger. And leave no stone unturned. I get the sense that there's some other sources or other venues, maybe do a, more of a search on Google or network, or ask people about in your area what else you could apply to or whatever. There's some other sources they're saying to tap into. But in the meantime, visioning and knowing very clearly what is your next perfect career position, and listing five things and putting it like on a card and keeping it with you all the time, seeing it in your mirror, putting it on your bathroom mirror and putting one in your purse and under your pillow. So you become one with those five specific powerful things about your next perfect career position. And you are, and you write it in intense. I am in the perfect career position. I am at a wonderful blah, blah, blah. A great salary of, it is, you know, whatever, specifics. It is within, it's close distance to my home. You know, specifics that are important and powerful for you in that new position. As you do that, you're bringing it more into your view, into close proximity, and drawing it, magnetizing it more powerfully to you. So that's the other part that you need to be doing more of, they're saying, in terms of that, and then the visioning, of course. So that said, I'm getting August. August, you will be in a new position. I'm feeling it's by the middle of August. That's what they're kind of showing me. Don't hold on to time. Spirit doesn't, see, we're linear. I mean, 3D is linear, but in spirit, there is no time and space. And so that's why they don't, when people say, when am I going to blah, blah, blah? Because they can say that, but it can also happen tomorrow. It can happen sooner.
It
can happen a week after. If the 15th of August comes and you're not in your new perfect position and nothing's grounded yet, what are you going to do? Oh, that Athena told me August 15th and blah, blah, blah. No, you're not going to do that, but some people would. Don't do that. Don't hold on to the timing. Let go of that. What spirit is showing energetically right now when we're looking at a, they show me out like on a line grid, it's by or around the middle of August. By then, it could be sooner, and it probably will be sooner now. So, but you need to be more specific of exactly what you want in the attributes of it, the levels, the, even the salary levels, all of that. Because otherwise it's not clear, it's not focused, and you also have a lot of gifts, you've had a lot of positions. Just because that other one was, that meant the universe closed that down because that was, you weren't happy there, you weren't fully fulfilled, there was something else better opening up. So you need to know that and let go of that other one totally, the past, because it's gone. You're beyond that now, and you're, something much better is opening up for you. That's what I wanted to, that was the most important thing to say to you. And if you can follow through with another follow-up session, that would be good. But I just wanted to say that to you. They wanted to squeeze that in. Do not leave no stone unturned is what they're saying to you also. Okay? God bless now. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, Fabian. Have a beautiful evening. And God bless.
And who else do we have tonight, David?
Well, we have quite a few. Our next caller is Michelle. And Michelle, you're live on the air.
Hi, David and Athena.
Hi.
Hi there. And what state are you in?
I'm actually in Alberta.
Yay, Canada. Wonderful. I love it. I was born in Canada. Go ahead. I'd like to be up in Canada. Right now, I'm in Florida. Oh, it's so hot here. Okay, go ahead, sweetie. What's your question?
My question will my next job opportunity be long-term, and will it possibly be in Ontario or another province?
Okay. And what arena are you focusing in for your next step?
So
what
I'm
arena,
scheduled-
what subject area?
So I'm trying to actually get into the nuclear industry only because oil and gas is so slow. And I'm a scheduler or a planner, depending on the company.
Okay. Got it. Let's see here. Yep. Ontario is drawing you. There's a draw. There's an energy line there that's drawing you. But where you are is much... Yeah, Alberta's much more desirable, I think, but in terms of energetically and everything. But Ontario is very strong for you moving there. There's the position there that you will be that you're matched with. That you're I don't feel like you've connected with it yet. So keep putting out the connections that you are doing. Feel like it is within about 30 days you'll have that the connection. There's a connection, like someone's going to say, oh, blah, blah, and then they introduce or something like that. That's how it's going to happen. But it's through your networking and through what you're doing online as well, but it's there. And I see a bright light in Ontario for you. So, yeah, you will be, and they will want, you'll be, it's like, already that it's there. See, not everyone, it's but you're it's there, it's already being prepared for you, and I feel and they feel like a step up, so that means like maybe a promotion or progression. It has more potential or something like that, and they'll be very, very happy to, they're like looking for someone that your level with all that background and your personality and everything, so it'll be very good. And there'll be some train and you know, like that involved, but it's fine. You're the one that they're, it's a match. That's what they're saying. It's a match. So your guides are very clearly coming in. Very good. So you're on the right track. Keep connecting and networking, and it's good. So the connection will be made within 30 days, and then, you know, preparations and like that, but the moving, but it will be, it's what you're looking for.
Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and we'll talk with you again. You have all the information, right? We gave the information for contacting me at the beginning. Did you get that?
Yes, and on Blog Talk Radio. I can find it there as well.
Great. Have a great evening now.
You too.
Okay, Michelle. Take care, hon. Let's give out the information one more time, though, because we have a lot of callers that have called in since the beginning of the show. So, callers, Athena's going to give out her contact information in the event that we're not able to get to you tonight. And, of course, you know, when you talk to her tonight, she's just going to be giving you a little bit, and she can give you an awful lot more. And she works on a sliding scale basis. So, you know, avail yourself of her services. So, Athena, what's your contact information?
Okay. And keep in mind, the website is under renovations right now, but the template that's there, it's Athena Star with one R, athenastar.com is the website. And the phone number is on the site, but in case you can't get to the site, it is 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. And then the email is simply athenastar@comcast.net. And if you're on Skype, if you enjoy Skype sessions, I do those as well. It's Athena Star number 3. So those are all the ways you can get in touch with us. And the 808 number is a permanent voicemail and cell phone number, so you will always have that one. So blessings to you. And I'm on the East Coast just for time frame. And I do work on sliding scales and different lengths of sessions, more in-depth clearings, purifications, realigning, healing, all kinds of energetics with all the legions that we work with. Thank you, everyone, and many blessings. So thanks for that little break there. Now we can go on to our next candidate.
Okay. Well, our next caller is the last caller that I talked to before the show began, and that's Deanna. And after Deanna, then I'll be calling out area codes. So, Deanna, you are live on the air with Athena.
Hi, David. Hi, Athena.
Hi there.
I don't know exactly what to do. Are you a visionary? You see clearly, or do you speak with spirit?
I am a medium, and I'm a channel of the Ascended Masters and the Archangels, and I also do spiritual healing. So I both see and hear on other interdimensional levels. Yes.
And you're in Florida, so we're both sweating, right?
So we're both what?
Sweating.
Sweating? Well,
water is coming out of us.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Right. Yes,
yes,
the rains every day. That's right, yes. Thank goodness for the rain, because otherwise it's like 100 degrees here now. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Send some of that rain this way. It's a drought up here.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, very unusual. But excuse the interruption. Go ahead.
No, we'll do that.
Please share.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
So
go
you're
ahead.
Not sharing.
What is your question, sweetie? What was your name again?
My name is very, you know, like yours, very Deanna, like the goddess of the hunt.
Okay, Deanna, good. And what question do you have tonight, sweetie?
I was wondering if you could tell me something from spirit.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're a very old soul. Very old, so many, many, many lifetimes, I know that, and both Lemuria and Indian, many elder, you're an elder in the Indian lineages, Mayans, maybe not in this lifetime, but other lifetimes, Mayan Indians, Hopi Indians, the elders. I see you playing drums. I see you like an ancient shaman and a medicine woman, several lifetimes. That's what they're showing me off the top here about your soul essence. I just went into your Akashic records. I'm sorry. Sometimes
I like that.
I get carried away. It's like, oh, no, we're not doing Akashic record reading right now, ladies and gentlemen in spirit. We're doing just answering their questions, but they opened up your Akashic records, your soul records, just now. So there you go. You got that special honor tonight from them, from the legions. Isn't that nice? So, yeah, Lemuria, Hopi Indian, all of that. So you're very old. So I see you playing, like, drumming and very connected with earth, sacredness of the earth. The earth is very important to you, the sacredness. And you hear, and you're empathic also with the earth, just like I am, where you can tune in and feel earth changes at times and all of that. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe you're not aware of it, but I'm just telling you so.
I want to tell you something. Back, I don't know, 30 years ago when I went to Colorado and New Mexico, there you're Hopi, you know, and the Anasazi. I went to the United States Geological Survey, and I got a tour as to where they do the earthquakes. So I guess I am in tune with that because that's what called me to do it.
Wow. When was that?
So I think you're right. 30 years ago.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Too long ago. Yeah, you're an earth keeper. You're like some of us, our essences are that of earth keepers. We are literally helping with the grids and helping realign everything and helping the ascension of the planet in that way. We're just not aware of it on the earth, you know, physical body, but that's what we are. But you can also get wore out doing it that way. And sometimes when we have that, we have difficult things in our earth lives because we're doing all that other work. So we forget who we are. And so that's what I'm getting to remind you of tonight, who you are. So you're an earth
You said about drums. I come from Argentina. I came here in my teens. And I used to play this drum we call the bombo. And it's a very tall drum. And it has, you know, it's a very deep sound. And that's always called me, too.
Wow.
You know, that's always called to me. So I think you're right.
That's beautiful. Do you still have that drum?
No, I would love to have. I'm afraid that if it comes to the U.S., it's going to get torn apart in customs, you know, searching for drugs. But I guess musicians who come from there are able to bring them, but they probably have to go through X-ray machines. But it's very tall. It's B-O-M. It's like bomb, but with an O at the end. Bombo. Bombo Liguero. And it's a boom, 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 boom. It's a very, very resonant drum.
Yes, the elders use those too. And oh my, so I don't know if you're in touch with a group of people that do the drumming or something, but if you have a group, do you have a group like a family group?
No, but Jay in Canada does. We have to do that online. He's into drumming.
Okay.
This your second caller or third caller?
Yeah.
So
the one that was doing yoga. Oh yes,
right.
Jay. Oh, he's in Canada?
Yeah, he's in Edmonton, I think.
Okay. He seemed very familiar. I think I did a reading before for him, but I wanted to stay in touch with him. Okay, so you stay in touch with me. You have all the information, but not because. I don't know why, I'm just getting, your Indian elders have a lot more for you. There's a lot, they're saying it's time for you to connect more with your group, your soul group. And I don't know where they, maybe, okay, up there, and do more group work and everything. And you're doing it already. You're doing tremendous work with the planet, but you just haven't maybe acknowledged yourself of it or felt a part of it. You felt disconnected. So they want to help you to reconnect more and feel more honored and respected because you're an elder, okay? You're
more eternal, right? Like, you know, we do come back and same thing.
Yeah.
I do very much appreciate your reading. I don't know where 808 is. I know you're in Florida.
That's Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii 20 years.
I love Hawaii. I went to the Big Island. I loved it. Yeah. Right before Kilauea erupted, almost over 30 years ago. Beautiful place.
Oh, you were there living there or just...
No. I just went there. I just went to the Big Island and saw.
Yes, you have a heritage there also, the Kahunas. In fact, I was going to say to you, are you Hawaiian, when I first talked to you, because you sound Pacific, Asia, like you're from the Pacific.
Lemuria.
Kahuna. You were Kahuna on that island in ancient Hawaii, Lemuria, ancient times. Kahuna, and then it goes back into Lemuria as a high priestess. So your lineage. Mm-hmm. So
Tahiti and Moorea is where I'd like to get to, but I never was able to do that. But thank you so much, Athena. I love your name, Athena Star.
Yes, please stay in touch with us because you're beautiful.
Thank-
Remember who you are now. Don't forget that because you're doing tremendous work to help the planet. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless,
God bless.
Deanna. Okay, thank you for calling in tonight. Okay, we're going to move on to area codes, and we're not going to be able to get to all of you. We'll do our best. Area code 914, what is your name, please?
Hello, yes, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for taking my call and what a lovely, powerful show you have. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, say hello to Athena.
Thank you. Hello, Athena.
Hi there. And what state are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Wonderful. We love New York, right, David?
Mm-hmm. Right. I muted myself for a minute, but you're right. We love it.
He's in New York. Okay, what is your question? What is your question, please? Thank you.
Yes. I've encountered a gentleman named Michael. So I was wondering if it's enough to meet with him or if I should come up to Canada to network more in order to have my project, set sail, so to speak, and that would be in September. Like, is it necessary, or is it okay if I just stick with Michael? Like, he'll help me. It seems like Canada's like a theme of your show tonight. I don't know.
Well, I was born in Montreal, so I'll have to be prejudiced there.
Okay.
What is your first name again?
Catherine.
Catherine, forgive me, because I the names are flying away tonight. Sometimes I connect more with the soul than the name all the time. Okay, Catherine, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Michael, is Michael in your area?
I believe he's between here and California, like he travels between both.
Okay. And, or you wait till September, which is when you're going to take a trip to Canada, right?
Right, I'm planning, like, it's kind of, if he's kind of there and willing to work with me on what I have going on my project, then it's almost like I feel anyway I wouldn't have to go to Canada.
Okay. Well, Michael, yes, I feel that this person is very gentle, very focused, disciplined, and has the connections needed, whatever. However, I also get the Canada thing is important, so I'm not sure what that means. It could possibly mean both are... both are important for some reasons. I don't know why. That's what they're saying to me. Both are important. Yes, yes, yes. Both are important. So just, I was just doubting what I was getting. It was like, yes, that is correct. Both are important, but it's up to her what she chooses or decides. In other words, follow through with Michael, but just let it flow and see how, you know, don't make any, you know, life, anything in stone, because the Canada thing is also important. That's what I'm getting.
It's really bizarre because I was asking the angels for a sign, and like I said, I called into the show, and like everybody's, almost every one of your callers has mentioned Canada. so I was like, okay, angels, I guess.
Yeah, Canada's with us. But there's a you're going to go there. That's an important trip. So if there's a way, in other words, don't do anything in stone. Leave that. Leave that open, the September thing open as well. So it'll work out. It'll be all right. That's why you weren't getting a clear answer, because I'm getting both. It's like, leave it open. And I don't know why, but it'll be sorted out and shown to you. Okay?
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much, so much, Athena. God bless you and God bless David. Thank you both. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you, Catherine, and best wishes with your upcoming challenge and blessing. Just to let people know, I do have my show booking through January, but I only have it logged through early August. So if you want to see who's upcoming on the show, and I do have a couple of other mediums this month, go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark. And Athena will be back on the show on September 9th. But don't wait until then. If you want a reading from her, you go to athenastar.com and get in touch with her. And she's given out the phone number. And I believe all of the callers that are on the line now got that information, Athena. So our next caller is from area code 805. And what is your name, please?
Hi, David. Hi, Athena. This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there.
Hi. I wanted to know if you had any messages for me from Spirit. My nephew passed away about 2 weeks ago, and my sister's in a lot of mourning. We all are, and we're just we're kind of at a standstill.
Mm-hmm. And what state are you in? Where was he living?
He was in Tustin, California. He was 18.
Okay. And his first name?
Garrett.
I'm sorry?
Garrett. G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes, how long ago was this?
Well, he passed on June 24th.
Okay. Not that long. Sometimes when they first pass on, it's not always easy to receive from them, but sometimes it is. We're just tuning in to them. But, yeah, so what is the question that you have?
Any messages for his mother? Because she's just not handling this well, of course. I mean.
No. Oh, no. Absolutely. Because you're right. It was like a circumvention. It was like, yes. Absolutely not, because he was an old soul, that is correct, very gifted, like many are. He was like a crystal child, so he was very high-minded, energetic, all of that. It was an accident, right? It was an accident?
Yes, it was an accident. Yes, it was. It was an accident.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. He's been trying to communicate to her in dream state, but because she's been so emotionally distraught, he hasn't been able to, and he's very sorry about that. So he's been trying to, and so he's glad that you're asking about this. He, even though seemed preempted, his life seemed preempted, cut short, it's important to know that on some level his soul chose to leave at that time. He was happy the time that I get that he was very active. He did a lot. Is that right? He was active, did a lot of things, right?
Yes, very active in football and the school. And I think 2,000 kids came to the memorial.
One of those that was just a shining star. You know, he's always very, and also helped other people. He was very, even though he was an athlete, he was in tune with people. And okay. So all that said, right, she can't believe why God and all of why this, how this could happen. It must have been the dark, the evil, blah blah blah, and the dark side took him. And okay, so what the message is, and it's coming through also from Archangel Michael, because Michael was there with him when he passed through that doorway. He had Archangel Michael right there. Michael was right there and lifted him right into the light. So he did not suffer. He was lifted out of his body, and he is in the higher realms already. So she needs to know that first and foremost. She's in he's in the Christ light already, which shows that he was an evolved soul, and he's a master soul. So he didn't need to serve out the whole time. So in a way, it's a blessing. So now he's able to assist, of course, the masses on earth in higher ways. So his work goes on. It's just on those levels. But what he wants her to know is that it was his time. His soul did choose for, even though it seemed unacceptable or unforgivable, his soul chose to leave at that time. That's what he really wants her to know. And that he is, most of all, he is very on higher realms in the Christed light, so in Christ light, very well taken care of, very aware as a master soul that he's returned into the light, and that the only difference between them and us is that at night we go off into spirit, so it's like, but in the daytime we're in this physical body, and at some point when it's her time to leave and transition, he will be right there, and also Archangel Michael and Christ. So she would be, when it's her time, but she has more to do on the earth plane. He was complete. Even though it seems like he's not, he was, and he is serving at a higher level now with the Ascended Masters. And he comes to her in dream state when it's when she's more healing has happened with her, then she will receive those messages in dream state, and she will be able to open up to his presence and feel him and connect with him. And there's a higher reason why all of this is happening, and his work is on other, helping many souls, and he wants her to know that. He puts a big hug around her and the whole family, and just that his love is endless. There is no body, really. There's just spirit, and we are the flame, we are the light, and so the limitation is that, you know, he's left us forever, and he's not left. There is no death. Eternal life. He is very much alive. That's what he's telling me. Now it's coming through real loud and clear.
Oh,
anyway, he's a very high being. Yeah, he's coming through very loud and clear. So when she's ready, we'll do a direct session with her. You just tell her that. And from this session right now, she's being uplifted, and she's being, tonight in dream state, I feel that they will, she'll be relieved, and she won't be in such pain anymore. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Athena. I appreciate
it. And Donna, you know, she can listen to this podcast. She can just scroll through it to the, you know, the hour point or thereabouts, and listen to what Athena had to say. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. My sympathy to you. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is area code 845. And what is your name, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Lena. Hi, how
Lena?
Are you? Yes, Lena.
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. It's a bit hot today.
Oh, yes, I bet. 'Tis the season.
The reason I call you is I got a message from my husband. My husband passed away.
What did she say?
My husband.
I'm having a hard time understanding also.
Your husband passed away?
Right, right.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Recently?
Yes, 4 years. It did it now.
Couple
okay.
of years, Athena.
And what is your
yeah.
question?
My husband's name is Gaetano.
What's that?
Guy, for sure.
What was his name, please? His first name?
Mine or my husband? My name is Selena. My husband is Gaetano.
Gaetano. Okay. So she just wants to know if there's a message from him, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on a minute here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Gaetano. Okay. Very loving person. I just get
yes.
sending a hug. He's putting a hug, giving you a big hug.
Oh,
I just feel he's very, he had a good heart, a lot of love.
Yes.
With you and the family, and he was
yes.
flowers. I see flowers, and he was
yes.
very, very sensitive man. Not like
yes.
some.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Nice.
Yes.
Smiling, and he's big hug, and wants you to know he is very well in those other realms. He's learning a lot in the other dimensions. And he comes to you also in dream state sometimes, or sometimes when you're sitting alone and you feel lonely or you got tears, he comes to you by your side, and he just kind of touches your shoulder, gives you a hug, and wants to
yes.
shoot it, lift your tears, because he wants you to know he is very well, very, and wants you to live your life in a happy, joyous way, because it is short. Life is short, and
fair enough.
To know that there is no separation, there is no death, it's all eternal. And he comes and goes, and he learns a lot, and he does things with other angels, and he's bringing a lot of help to you and the family. He hears when you're praying, they come to help you, the family and spirit.
Yes.
And all of that, and life is very blessed, and just do not worry. You worry sometimes too much. He says, do not worry. Just have fun. Do things that bring you joy in your life. Still some things that you aren't doing in life to bring joy, and do those things, and spend more time with people. You know, simple things, not big things.
Yes.
And he wants the best for you and the family, and he watches out over you, just like he did when he was alive. He watches out over you for everything. And he says,
yes.
no worries, and throw them away. Throw the worries into the river. No more worries. Okay?
Yes, you're right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling tonight. And
thank you.
And a big kiss and some flowers, beautiful spring flowers.
Yes, my husband, I love flowers. Thank you very, very much.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless, Elena.
God bless mm-hmm. you guys, too. Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you, hon. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is area code 646. And you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
My name is Tony.
Hey, Tony. Say hi to Athena.
How you doing, Athena?
Hi there. And what state are you in?
I'm in New York.
Great. And what could we help you with tonight?
I guess my question was, as far as, I guess, employment opportunities coming up, what did you see?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I was employment opportunities coming up.
Oh, okay, sure. So you're in between also, you're in transition?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And... What may I ask, what is your... I feel like you have different, diverse things that you've done. You have different expertise. And so what would be your primary that you would want to have for your next career position?
I guess it would be technology.
Okay. Technology, as in computers?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been applying and all of that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have some interviews lined up this upcoming week.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, hold on now. Let me just see here. Yep, it's your. This is the week, Midsummer Night Dream. Remember what we said at the beginning. So you're right in that time. That's good timing for you. The interviews are good. It's been a little slow process. You had some doubts, but now the doubts are cleared away, is what I'm getting. You're also focused with that. Also have a clear idea of the five top things that you would want with that firm, that company, that position. The five top things, write them out tonight and keep them with you all the time, those five best top things, so that when you do go in those interviews, you're one with those. You're not going to rattle them off to them, but you're going to know inwardly these are, because even though you're going for those interviews, they're also they're interviewing you, but you're also interviewing them. If
right.
You take that perspective, then you're empowered, and you're in the driver's seat as much as they are, because you have a lot of capabilities, and it's what I'm getting. Again, the confidence level. How you come through and the confidence level in these interviews is crucial, is what they're saying. This is what they're looking for also. They can see on what, you know, your background, everything. But how you come through in confidence and how you're going to take their, you know, do things, bring things to other levels to help, not to help, out-of-the-box thinking, creativity, that's what they're looking for, and not just a job, but rather what are your life, what are your career goals? Where do you see yourself going, and what is the ultimate in that arena that you're in? That kind of thing. So they want to know that, and that puts you over the top with the other applicants and the confidence level. So when you go in, have a, you know, bright, maybe blue, like not light blue, but blue or emanates leadership and strength and power. You want to be dressed with something that you feel confident in and bring and emanates that. That's what I'm getting. And that way you will do, you'll be above the rest of energetically. So when you're going into it, they feel that, they know it. It's also part of that. Aside from what is being discussed and all of that, your angels are just giving you those tips. So you're going to do very well. And I also feel like just like the other people I had talked to, there's a couple others coming up that you'll be also interviewing with. So it is within the next 2 weeks, I would say. Two to 3 weeks. It's in that in that grid energy, in that line energy, where it's the highest potential. So, but it's how you present, the air of confidence, the knowingness, and that you will feel it. They're saying when you're at the interview, where you know that's your job, you're going to feel it. This is the one, and that will come through in that interview. So that's how you'll know that's the one. Does
okay.
that make sense?
That makes
okay?
perfect sense. Yes.
So they're helping you to prepare for that, but also bring, again, write out the five top things and be prepared in that way. And also they'll want to, you know, if you show that you're above the rest of the applicants in the sense of your creativity, what you want to accomplish, but confidently, not nervously, but just confidently speaking that way, they will get that. And they're also looking for the right personality that is, you know, confident in themselves, know who they are, and they are, they think out of the box, and they don't it's not just a job. That's what's going to help you excel, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Athena. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And David, are you still there? Hello?
Sorry about that. Thank you, Tony. I was on mute. Shall we take one more caller?
Sure. I'll be fine.
Okay. Folks, thank you all for calling in. I've got a lot of you still on the line, and unfortunately, we just have time for one more caller, and that's area code 717. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Corrine.
Hi, Corrine.
I'm in California.
Beautiful.
California.
Say hello.
Actually, I did not press the number one. I think Spirit did it. So I wanted to know, Athena. Hello, Athena. If
Hi there.
Spirit has any messages for me.
Okay. You sound familiar to me. I may have spoken to you, not on here, but sometime in one of my teleconferences or something. You seem very familiar, Corrine. Okay, that's wonderful. Let's see. You don't have a question?
Not really. Actually, I wasn't even planning on getting in the queue, and it just clicked forward for me to do so anyway. I was wondering if Spirit had was coming through,
okay.
Even my grandmother
sure.
or someone.
Yeah, sure.
Even
they
my
do
spirit
that
guide. Yeah.
They do that. Let's see. Do we have? Your angels are all around you. Yep. There's, well, like everyone else that was calling it, you have, there's like this new energy around you, creative energy, like new things coming in August, the month of August. Are you going on a trip in August?
Not to my knowledge, but that would be interesting and fun.
Yeah, something with a trip. It's not like across the planet or something, but there's something with a trip. Either it's planned in August or you go in August, but it's soon coming, and it's fun. Thing. It is a fun thing, and it's unexpected. And at first you'll go, well, no, I don't think so. Oh, that's what it is. So your angels are prompting you, yes, you should go to it. You should go. Your first response is going to be, oh, no, I'm not prepared to, or I can't afford it or I'm not going to go. And it's like, no, you to go to it because it's very important. There's some important people you're going to meet, some important connections, and it'll lead to something else. And so to go on that trip. That's what the message is. Wow. Isn't that interesting? So there's a lot of golden light around you about that. Golden angels. You communicate with your angel?
Yeah. All the time.
Mm-hmm. So golden angel is telling you that. Your golden angel. So that's a good thing. That's a good sign.
Oh.
That's wonderful. And
yes,
definitely. Mm-hmm. So to go on that journey, and you'll know what it is when they communicate it when it's communicated. So, it's important for on your path and it's just important in many ways. And I've talked to you. I don't know where, how, but before it was on probably on a teleconference that I've done before, or with other people or something. And it's a blessing. So I again reconnecting with you. That's what I get on a flash, and well, you have my information so you can stay in touch. God bless you now.
Oh, thank you, and endless blessings to you both always.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Corrine, and happy to have you in the queue tonight. And you're a wonderful soul to end up with. God bless. And folks, that is a wrap. Athena, thank you so much. Really appreciate your gifts.
Yes, it was wonderful tonight. We had so much, the angels are really right on with all the important messages for everyone. It was a special, special pleasure and gift. Especially
yes, and Athena will be back on September 9th too, folks, so you can try then. But it's always best to call in before 7:30, and you can call in as early as 7:15. The earlier the better.
Yep, and for those who didn't have tonight, I would still extend a 5 or 10 minute free intro session if you do call me at 808-258-1063 within the next week here. 808-258-1063 for those who didn't have a free question tonight. I will still do that privately, and I'm also offering specials, and my sessions are a sliding scale and can go from 50 and up or less than that. If person needs assistance, I work with them on scales like that. So we never refuse anyone, and our work is healing and the guidance that comes through, as you notice. So tonight it was wonderful, and all the angels, so many angels. I mean, it's standing room only, David. There's so many angels are with us working with each soul. It was a pleasure.
Well, there are several people that received your final message, so folks, take advantage of that. That's very generous of you, Athena.
Yes, our pleasure. God bless everyone, and thank you, David. We'll be with you again soon.
Sounds good. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.